Well, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, visiting with PCM football coach Greg Bonnet. Coach, you know, you guys find yourselves now, PCM football, again in the state quarterfinals. You're going to have a matchup on Friday night against Wilton. Talk about, you know, you've been there, done that with the playoffs, been in the playoffs every year that you've been a head coach of PCM. Talk about just kind of the excitement that surrounds this time of year.
Well, you know, I feel like the quarterfinals is one of the most exciting games of the year because everybody, you know, it seems like they want to go to the Dome. And it's just a big deal for the community. It's a big deal for the players and stuff like that. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of excitement that just surrounds a quarterfinal game because, you know, whichever team wins, you know, has really done something special. Now, you know, I don't like to just go to the Dome. Like, I try to keep our focus on, you know, winning the state title and things like this. But, you know, there's no doubt about it. The quarterfinals is a very exciting game just because you do get to go play in that atmosphere.
What is it kind of like preparing for a playoff football game? You know, is there a difference in when you're preparing for, nothing to take away from them, but like a team like Davis County in the regular season as opposed to, you know, a big state quarterfinals matchup?
Yeah, everything just gets harder. And I think that's the main thing, is that everything in terms of preparation, from scouting to, you know, how much film you have to watch and things like that, just it gets a little intensified. And, you know, you want to make sure that your practices are nailed down tight, you know, that you're presenting the right information in the right order, and just everything has to be, you know, very proactively coached for the success of the team.
What's kind of the overall, you know, this time of year, the overall kind of vibe of the locker room? You know, a lot of kids in school districts throughout the state, they're focused on basketball, wrestling season, whatever that may be. You guys are in still full-blown football mode. What's it kind of like when, you know, now you're at the point in November where it's been, you know, pretty long season? How do your guys kind of respond to that?
You know, it does. I think the prior two rounds, those get kind of long. Those weeks really do. Because, you know, in some way, yeah, you're surviving in advance, but, you know, making a state run is still pretty far off. This week it takes a little different appeal, you know, it really does. So, you know, this week wasn't so much hard to get through. Like, from here on, you know, you're charging pretty hard. You can really stay focused on football. But there does come a late season lull there, and unfortunately it kind of takes place during the first, you know, round or two. But, you know, around here, our main thing is we want to keep everything as short and sweet as we can. You know, kind of have a saying that if you do it right, you're going to do it light. But if you do it wrong, we're going to do it long. And so, you know, with our guys and our coaches, I think the focus is just making sure that we're doing everything right and sharp so that we don't have to be here, you know, all night. Because it gets dark, too. You know, I mean, we turn on the lights and everything like that. But, you know, no one wants to be here, you know, for hours at this point in the season.
What's it like preparing for a team? You know, I know you guys played West Liberty in the first round, probably a pretty unfamiliar opponent. Now playing Wilton, probably unfamiliar opponent. What's it like, the preparation for teams like that, as opposed to, say, a West Marshall that you play, it seems like, almost every year?
Oh, yeah, you know, or a Pellicrisian and things like that. You know, for sure, because, like I said, I've never seen either one of those two teams before, other than maybe like a camp or something like that. But really, you don't really have anybody to compare them to in terms of guys that they played. You know, you can't stack them up against dudes from Centerville or, you know, dudes from Albee or anything like that. So you're just kind of going into it, you know, blind a little bit of what they might actually, you know, their physical presence on the field might actually be like. But, you know, more than anything, film study doesn't change. I mean, you can make out who the good players are, who the big players are, who the fast players are, who the very, very skilled players are, who the aggressive players are. So that doesn't change very much. It's just a matter of, you've never actually seen them in action against anybody that you know yourself.
You know, are you a coach that's kind of a believer that this time of year it's a little too late to make a complete overhaul in the offense or the defensive schemes? Are you kind of sticking with what you've done all season, or is there chances that you do switch things up pretty drastically in the playoffs?
No, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't consider myself that smart or good of a coach that I can change anything at this point. You know, we're always have little wrinkles and things like this, little coverage adjustments or checks or, you know, a new play or something like that. But, you know, in terms of changing anything up, you know, that would be noticeable to the fan's eye or something like that, I don't anticipate anything. I really don't think anybody does that at this point in the year.
Coach, you know, kind of before we close up, you know, this segment, you played at home Friday night. You got to play at home in the playoffs. What's kind of that atmosphere like, and the you know, I guess, benefit of being able to play in front of the home crowd?
you know, the home crowd is awesome, but in the quarterfinals, it ramps up too, because everybody's so excited, myself included. And those plays that you make when you have a big play and the crowd just erupts and roars, even at my age, it's really, really exciting. And I always tell the guys there's three or four times a year, it seems like, where I really wish I could trade them spots and play ball again. And, you know, I always say, you know, in my life, you know, people don't oftentimes cheer for anything I'm doing physically. And if there was a couple thousand people that were showing up to watch me kick somebody's butt, you know, I would really, really be ready to go. So, you know, I hope they take that to heart, because these times, they don't last.
As PCM head football coach Drake Bonnet joining us on today's Lady Radio Sports Page.